Well, diversion programs offer first-time youth offenders an alternative to the traditional juvenile justice system, sometimes called a pipeline to prison. For a little more than a year now in New Haven, Connecticut, a diversion program called Project Youth Court has taken shape. As Lori Mack of Here and Now contributor WNPR reports, it's similar to a standard court system, but teens are judged by a group of their peers instead of adults.
In a large, high-ceilinged federal courtroom with brightly lit wood-paneled walls, a group of 11 students files into the jury box.
The New Haven Youth Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Scott Jones now presiding.
You may be seated.
They're about to conduct a mock trial, part of their law-related training, which includes restorative justice and deliberation skills. 12th grader Jan Gonzalez effectively takes on the role of prosecutor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the jury and Your Honor. Today we are here addressing the case of Marcus, a young man who was involved in a verbal confrontation which led up to a physical altercation. Please keep in mind
at Project Youth Court, students act as jurors, clerks, and attorneys, and they try real cases. One of their main goals is to give young offenders a second chance without scarring their record. The defendants, known as clients, are typically first-time offenders between the ages of 11 and 17 who've committed low-level misdemeanors, like fighting in school, shoplifting, or marijuana possession. They're referred by their schools or by the New Haven Police Department. Clients have to agree to participate, and they must admit responsibility for their actions. Sanaya James is an eighth grader from New Haven who's sitting on the jury in a case involving a fight and marijuana possession. She was previously a client herself and doesn't go into detail about her offense, but she freely admits she had no idea what to expect.
I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to jail. I'm never going to see my grandparents. I'm never going to see nobody. And then that's when like all of them come for me and they was like, oh, we're here to help you and stuff. And they let me speak and they never judged anybody. So yeah.
Serving on the jury is a mandatory part of every sentence, what the program calls a restorative contract, says Amanda Oakes, an attorney who's also a board member.
And the jury duty means you're going to come back and you're going to be integrated into our group. You are going to be helping decide and give your point of view about what should happen with another student that you probably identify with, which I think is one of the best parts about youth court is this integration.
That integration served Sanaya well. Today, she's a program volunteer and has completed a number of training sessions. The student volunteers who meet weekly don't decide whether the client is guilty or innocent. Instead, they hand out what they consider to be reasonable sentences, such as volunteer hours, participation in programs, written apologies, and the required jury duties. A big responsibility, says New Haven 12th grader Aaron Eiffel.
This actually can either make or break a kid's life. So this isn't just all about me, how well I do. It's about the kid. And just to shift that focus and just to be more compassionate and just see the other side of the story.
And the other side of the story is usually complicated, according to Amanda Oakes, who also acts as a coach to the kids, teaching them trial advocacy.
There's a reason that these things are going on. Poverty, housing issues, violence, domestic violence. It's very frequent that we have a client whose parent is incarcerated or whose family has struggled with drug abuse.
11th grader Sierra Welch says they're all there to help others.
We want to get people out of gangs, off the streets, off the drugs. So I feel like we all come here to help, and that's especially why I'm here, because we are really young. And what we're doing is we're helping youth. We're helping ourselves.
Meanwhile, back in the courtroom, deliberations have ended and the mock trial jury presents its recommendations.
We, the youth jury, recommend 45 community service hours, 6 jury duties, therapy for home issues and social skills.
Project Youth Court in New Haven is the only one of its kind in Connecticut, but there are over 1,000 youth court programs in 49 states and the District of Columbia, according to the National Association of Youth Courts. All of them are based on a national model with some variations. But New Haven's youth court program may not be counted on that list for long. Attorney Amanda Oakes says the nonprofit doesn't have adequate funding to continue. For Here and Now, I'm Lori Mack.